It is now 14 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here at Tangent 96.5. It's time now for Talking the Tea, Part 1, being brought to you by Douglas Kent Jewelers. Check out the new monogram handbags with Southern Charm and the New Orleans-themed beads by Camellia. Douglas Kent Jewelers in the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center right here in Hammond. And with us this morning from North Oaks for Health Notes, we have Dr. Jeff LaCour back with us. Good morning, Dr. LaCour.
Good morning, Johnny. How are you?
Can I call you Dr. Jeff?
Dr. Jeff sounds great.
Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Hey, of course, we're here to talk about something specific. Of course, you're the ENT doctor, one of the ENT doctors over at North Oaks. I heard you just had another guy join the ENT.
Absolutely. Tony Dennis is coming on. He's a great guy coming fresh out of residency. He's going to be a good addition to us.
You said he's from Donaldsonville?
You got it. You got it.
Down in the Bayou Country.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, you have a seminar, I know, coming up at the end of this month, July the 25th, talking about the stuff that we're going to be talking
exactly.
about here.
Exactly. Balloon sinuplasty.
Balloon sinuplasty. Did I say that correct?
That's right.
Sinuplasty.
That's right.
All right. Now, I guess tell us about sinuplasty and its symptoms and what it is that people have problems with.
Sure. Well, chronic sinusitis in general is one of the most prevalent illnesses in our country. It affects kids and adults, and typically the symptoms are most often recurrent episodes of sinusitis. People get 5 to 6 episodes of sinus infections per year, and they often will complain of upper teeth pain, pressure and pain in their forehead, pressure and pain in their cheek sinuses, and they tell me, look, if I could just drill a hole in my forehead, I would feel great. And when, if they come in and they start talking like that, then it's a pretty good sign that they're suffering from chronic sinusitis.
Now, is this something we pick up in the air? Is this something that's growing or budding at that time?
Allergies.
Like an allergy kind of thing?
Absolutely. Allergies can definitely influence it, and sometimes it's just your anatomy. Sometimes the outflow tract of the sinus cavity can be kinked, and if that kink, we were born that way, and if the tissue swells right there at that kink, then you're more prone to getting those infections because the sinus can't drain as effectively.
Now, the sinuplasty, is that something that will cure it forever, or is it just to relieve it for a certain period of time?
Ideally, cure it forever. Basically, what a balloon sinuplasty is it's a you have a little guy wire that goes up into the sinus, and then it lights up whatever sinus you're trying to balloon. So, for instance, if I'm going to balloon the forehead, I'll put a little wire into the forehead, and it'll light up the forehead. And then what you do is you pass a balloon over the wire, and you dilate the balloon for about 3 seconds. You deflate it, then you remove it. So basically, what that allows is it moves that kink that was blocking your sinus. It pushes it away so that the sinus can then better drain. The balloon's removed, and then what happens is next time you have an allergy, when the tissue swells, it'll swell, but it won't actually block off the sinus, and the sinus can still drain. Yeah.
Now, is this something you said it's not only in adults, but also in children?
Absolutely.
Do you operate on children?
I do. I have quite a large pediatric population. Hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And it's great for kids because what's great about it is that there's no tissue removed. So basically, in traditional sinus surgery, we go in there and we actually remove that bone or whatever is blocking the drainage passageway. But in balloons, you don't change the normal anatomy. Specifically for kids, it's great because it doesn't affect the growth of their face or anything like that. And in adults, it's great because it can be kind of an in and out procedure.
Yeah. And is it instant? I mean, do they?
It's instant.
Immediately?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Difference?
Yeah, it's great. When we do it in the office, you'll have patients that are coming in and they're having pain and pressure that day in their forehead or in their cheek, and then we can do it under local anesthesia and with minimal pain, and you immediately they're like, wow.
What was done before this, before the sinuplasty started? Was it like people just taking pills or medicine?
Pills, medicine, and traditional sinus surgery, which oftentimes we have to do if it's more than just a specific sinus. If all 8 sinuses are congested, then we have to do traditional surgery. But if it's just isolated to the forehead or the cheek, then we can do the balloon. And so it's made it much more safe. That's the nice thing. Whenever I use it, I always look at our nurse and I'm like, isn't this great? Because it truly is. It's safe. It allows you to do more complicated things in the operating room. The balloon's been a great innovation.
Now, how do you know if you're a candidate, besides feeling that you need to drill a hole in your head?
Well, it's one one of those things where if you find yourself going to the urgent care clinic 5 or 6 times a year, and you're having those symptoms, and you get better for about a month or so, and then you're right back to the urgent care doctor, more than likely you would definitely benefit from at least seeking consultation with an ENT that does this. But that's the good place to start. And then what we would do is we would take a look in your nose, and then also consider getting a CAT scan to evaluate your anatomy to see if there's actually an anatomical problem.
Okay. And allergies, you're also trained in allergy, in the study of allergies and how they affect your eyes, their nose, and their throats as well.
Right.
Is that something that's more prevalent today too?
Absolutely. In fact, usually when people come in, if they haven't been on any kind of antihistamines, any anti-allergy medicines, I'll have them go and start that first. Or if I feel like they're very allergic, like severe allergies, then I'll actually have them see an allergist. I myself don't do allergy shots, but I will have them seek that out so that, you know, ideally, if we can avoid any type of procedure, any type of surgery, well, that's better. Than doing even a balloon.
Now, do they have to see their regular doctor and be referred to you? Is that how it works, or can they just come in and make a?
Typically, they can just come in and make
and
an appointment.
Get checked out from you.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now you have a seminar starting on July the 25th. Is that correct?
You got it. At 6 p.m.
6 p.m. Okay. And who is this for?
This is for anyone who wants to come. Anyone who thinks they kind of meet these criteria: recurrent sinus infections, pressure pain, even fatigue. A lot of times people have fatigue, and then they'll have this done. And they're like, "Oh my gosh, I can run 6 miles again like I used to." So now I can't run 6 miles. Period. So we really, but no. So anyone who feels like they might benefit from this procedure can come on in. It's at 6 p.m. at the Brent Dufresh Conference Center.
Or maybe even relatives of, you know, maybe their mother and father is experiencing this.
Absolutely.
And they want to find out more about, or maybe a caregiver.
Absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely.
All right. So it starts at 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm. You got it.
And you're going to be doing a demonstration or presentation, I should say?
Yeah. Yeah. In fact,
you're
I do
be operating. In
well, I do need a volunteer. Are you free that night? it'll be a presentation, a PowerPoint presentation. It'll show an actual patient that we perform the procedure on, kind of show the before and after CAT scan just to see what was actually in the sinus.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's a great video.
Can you show how, as you were explaining earlier, mm-hmm. how you connect that wire and the balloon and
exactly
how it all opens up.
Exactly. It's
all right.
Exactly.
All right. So it is July the 25th. It'll be at 6 p.m. at the E. Brent Dufresh Center, North Oaks Medical Center campus right here in Hammond, America.
You got it.
All right. Anything else you would like to...
No, Johnny, thanks for having me on. This is
sure.
great.
Sure.
Thanks Appreciate
for coming
it.
In. You should come in more often.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thanks so much.
All right. We'll see you next time.
All right. Thanks.
Dr. Jeff LaCour, our special guest this morning, talking about balloon sinuplasty. Again, the seminar is July the 25th at 6 p.m. at the E. Brent Dufresh Center. And you can log on, is that right, to the website or call to register?
Absolutely. The website is www.northoaks.org/sinus. And then the phone number is 985-230-6647 if you think you'd like to attend.
Okay, and then call today.
Please.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Johnny.
Jeff LaCour, our special guest this morning, ENT over at North Oaks and the North Oaks Health Notes, 22 after the hour of 8 o'clock. And, of course, our Talk of the Tea program, part one, being brought to you by Douglas Kent Jewelers and the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center in Hammond.